Simon Tov, Reish Lamabes, Sif Dalet. Yesh Schach Posel, Shnei Tvachim. Roy Schach Posel, Shnei Tvachim. Vavar Pachas, Meshash Tvachim, Mavsik Beneim. This is a Tosis. So we said that Schach Posel, Pasels, and Dalet Tvachim. Avar Pasels, and three Tvachim. So here you have a situation. We have two Tvachim of Schach Posel. Then Lovud, less than three Tvachim of Avir, and that's two Tvachim of Schach Posel. So, Tosis is the Yeshish topic. Im Shnei Hapsulim Yitzarfen Lipsul Asukha. Do we say Lovud to consider the four Tvachim as if they become together, two plus two, and therefore you have four Tvachim of Schach Posel and the Sukkah is Posel? Or we don't say lovud to pass of the sukkah.
That's well, you just, have how much share space and how much strach?
You have two on both sides, and you have less than three in the middle. Yes, you stop. You test. Okay, if you're able to fix it, you should fix it. If you have another option, at least sit in the sukkah, you might be here today, but you can't make a bracha. Okay, mitzdarfim. So the shalav here is that we mitzdarf the psulim together. Now, let's say like this. Im ein bepsulim arboa. Let's say there was two tvachim of schach posel on one side, and one half tvachim of schach posel on the other side. So even if you combine this, you only have three and a half tvachim of schach posel. But what's the din of lovud? The din of lovud is we consider the area in between as if it's filled. Filled with what? The chur with whatever material is next to it. So let's argue if you have two schach posel, two of avir, and then one of schach posel. Seemingly, only have three tvachim of schach posel altogether. But you have five tvachim over here, and lovud should tell me as if it's filled with schach posel. You don't say that. We should fill up the gap in between of lovud. The lamina lovud lahachmer. You don't say lovud lahachmer to say as if it's filled up with schach posel. Tehul the shartziyun.
I thought lovud is connected, as if it's not there.
Okay, so Pirish, so Sharsian says, Nehidar minan sheikhoshav kilu shneim esmuchim zelazeb. We have no problem saying that the lovud will connect the two sides, as if there's no gap. Komakam minan sheikhimafurud besosim eschach posel. We don't understand that the pshat is that the gap is truly there, and it's filled with schach posel. That's not the pshat. Now, so then, there's nothing with schach lahachmer lahakel. You never say that. That's not how lovud works. Right? But Rishabur doesn't say that. The quote is a matur. The truth is you don't say lovud lahachmer. So let's think about it for a second. So let's remember. That's the hair. We have a case of lovud we had back in Hilchos Erevin, or we had before in Hilchos Sukkah. You need to make a wall. The wall has to be 10 tefachim high. So you take four ropes and you put one rope within lovud to the ground. Second rope, love it to that. So the first one is a little less than three off the ground. The next one a little less than six, a little less than nine, and then the one by the ten. So now, if all of it does, it just connects all three together. So you have a very thick rope, which is about a tefach wide. That's not the pshat. Love it tells him we fill the whole thing up with material. That this is now a wall which is 10 tefachim high. So we do say you fill up the gap with love it. Right? So that's what he's saying, that even though we say you fill up the gap of lovud, but you don't say it lahachmer. You don't say that what's filled up is something which will create a lachic problem. All right? The din of lovud, it can create, it's considered a mechitza, it's considered it's filled with something which will halachically is acceptable. But to say that it differs, it's considered with schach, it's lovud dafka with schach posel, and therefore you have enough shear to make your sukkah posel, that we don't say. And that's Tosfos is Chiddush. Lovud is lachal Moshe Mishinai. The more in a few places in Shas, the more it starts wondering how you know lovud.
Where are you on the Shulchan Aruch?
I did the Shara Tzion Tezayin. And at each time, the more it tries a few different ideas, and the end of them, the more it says that lovud is based on lachal Moshe Mishinai. So it's preferish in the morning Shabbos and left side is Ayam and Av. Lovin is halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. So Tosis is telling me that the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim was only said Lekula, wasn't said Lechumra. Well, but on the other hand, this halacha that the space is not significant and therefore we're going to combine the two sides that we're contemplating yes doing. So how does that work? I mean, you know, you tell me you don't say love of the Hachmer. You are saying love of the Hachmer. That's our tzad. The Chumra is love of the Hachmer. You following up what we're grappling with over here?
You're saying why are you even asking?
In other words, there's two things that love would accomplish. So we see from the case of the Mechitza, love would fez, you could fill up the gap with something, and if it's closed, fine. And that's not what's Schach Possel. We're not going to say as if there was Schach Possel there. The second thing of love is that gaps become insignificant. So therefore, if I have two of Schach Possel and two of Schach Possel, and I have a gap of love, of you know, so much as love in between, two, let's make it easy, two, two, and two. Two Schach Possel, two Avra, two Schach Possel. Right? So we're misuping. Maybe you should combine the two sides and say you have four Schach Possel. Out love. I just told you, you don't say love of Lachmer. Right? Says that you see that well, that's the suffix of the Tosis. To say that it's mole with schach posel, that we don't say vade don't say that. But to say that the halacha that you ignore the gap, and therefore there's no halacha status on the aver in between, that the aver should act as a mafsik, that we're clearing, well, would say even lahachmer. Because you're going to need to do that anyway. Because if you don't do that, let's go back a step. Let's say you don't do that. So you say, well, the gap is significant. So then the sukkah is possible anyway. Right? So the only way you tell me the sukkah is kosher is by telling me that the gap of the two tefachim in the middle, we have a right to ignore an halacha. Okay, I have a problem with that. You tell me, listen, you know, nobody's going to argue if the gap is a micrometer that should have a halachic significance. Okay, what about 3 micrometers? What about a millimeter? What about a centimeter? So we understand that there has to be some share where halachas is not significant. So you tell me that the getter that is, it love. Halachas is a gap of up to love, but it's not significant. It's not full, but it's not significant. So that's what we're saying over here. And that's the only reason, if you wouldn't make sure, you're still going to be puzzled anyway. Because there's this gap of two tefachim running down the middle. Terrence says, that doesn't matter. Well, but by the way, the two things on both sides are schach posel. They're not connected. Remember, they're not connected. You can't say that. You can't say in one breath both things. But the statement that the getter of the sukkah is that it's mole with schach posel, that is not true. Now, let's take it one step further. Now, so I tell you, as much as you're saying love to be mashur to sukkah, that you can't ignore that love. Let's say my shir sukkah is Zion. The whole sukkah I built was only Zion by Zion. And I have a gap of Avra. So you say love it in that situation. But you don't have enough schach. So you're forced to say in that situation, like we said, the same way in the case of the mechitza, we fill it up. So also then we fill it up with schach kosher. It's not just that we ignore the gap. We fill the gap. The same way in the case of the mechitza, we fill the wall. To say you have a wall 10 tzvachim high, we have 7 tzvachim of sichuch. With what? Schach kosher. Right, so now, what will be in that scenario if you'd have your two, 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 right? And that's going to be in the gap for your shir sukkah. So we have to say it's morally schach kosher. Otherwise, the avra is going to pass your sukkah. Right? So then it's two schach puzzles, two schach kosher, two schach puzzles, which it doesn't pass on the sukkah. So that's the suffix of Tosis. It's a complicated Tosis. Right, Frank actually gave a shir about it. This for that was the his cholam moed shir they gave me yeshiva. Right. Was on trying to figure out the pshat in this toisus. It's a very difficult toisus. So the stipler points is out over there that you know we're going to have to say love to ignore the gap. I don't understand Tosis. He says, how can you say you're not saying love it over here? Then the sukkah is possible anyway. In other words, he did not count the bite idea that you're either pshat, don't say love it, period, and then you don't pass the sukkah. But then you don't, then outs the yischach possible, but then it's not kosher anyway. Elmo, you're saying love it. If it's love it, it's love it. You can't say, well, it's love it for this, it's love, for that, it's not love it. Kerager wasn't. Kerager bought a tzarki and toises. He doesn't understand toises. Okay, difficult toises. Let's see. So, Simon Tavrish, Lama Gimel. Sukkah she gavoy on the mala meshi ma'ama psula. Sukkah that the schach is above the schach is above 20 amas, which means that if the schach is placed at 20 amas, means the gap inside is less than 20 amas. That's kosher still. If there's 20 amas of airspace from the ground till the schach is above 20 amas, then it's possible. Ben shikdarla, ben shikthana, with the size of the sukkah is irrelevant. Ben she mechitzas magiyas eschach, ben she magiyas, whether the mechitzas reach the eschach or not. I will ask him, if the sichuch is exactly at the 20, it's still kosher. Filo kos kochel, malami esrim, ki mashen vichalola ela esrim. So if the gap is from the ground to the sukkah is less than 20, even though the majority of your eschach is above 20, since there isn't a gap, since there isn't a gap of 20, it's kosher. Beis. Excuse me.
He says all. Koskacha.
Well, we'll have to see what he means. Let's see. Rash says Mishnah Berurah Aleph. Sukkah shegivur lamala. Hainu shehoyi chalala shal sukkah yersim yasim amam kizukamei. Means that the chalal inside was more than 20. Amo bashisha tvachim imitzim somos the chumra zinin kileya b'simin shins amakimul sif chavav. So we use amas which are six tvachim. There are certain cases in the mikdash where they used amas of five tvachim. In general, an amas and shas means six tvachim. However, when we calculate the amas, we calculate them as mitzim somos. We've seen this the day before that there is the more sometimes said because of the suffix whether you're supposed to calculate your tefach with a little bit of a gap between the fingers or the fingers tightly pressed together. So over here the chumra is your sukkah kosher, is shalav the raisa. You'd have to be makmer and calculate the smaller amounts. Okay. Bain, whether the sukkah is a gdala or a katana, mitzulaymer. The reason why the Shulchan Aruch is stressing this point, bain, which means lafuke, is coming lafuke the mandarmer of the Gemara, who says mi mandarmer the tam b'sul gav b'suka yosim yasim amam mishum she'ain silo mispashet l'chol akarka shetachto aleruva mitoch gavoy. Mitzehu rak machmas adafanas. So there's another one in the Gemara says the problem is that you're getting your shade from the walls. So the sichuch is so high that you are sitting below. You're getting your shade from the walls.
Theoretically, we look at the shade when the sun's directly overhead, and if it were, that wouldn't the height of the wall wouldn't matter.
It's a good question. I don't have a good answer. That being said, I think what you'd have to say, I'm Betz remaining with the question, but I think what you have to say, what the Moor is saying, is that little deviation which you have when we call the sun is overhead. There's moments of deviation besides that true moment. Also depends in the sukkah. The sun is overhead. The sun is overhead, regards to your east-west axis, not regards to your north-south axis. So the combination of those factors, vast majority of the time, what you're going to be getting is self-defined, not self-sichuch. That's what I assume the pshat is, but I don't know. It's a good question. I never had a good real good answer on that question. I'm sorry. So that's there's such a number in the Gemara. The Feast Wars. So the Gemara says that what's enough to mean according to this that pshat, if the sukkah is very large, so there's clearly an area in the middle which is getting the tzeil from the stach, not from the defanis, then the sukkah is kosher.
If he's far as do, how you saw hasakub rechava harbe? It's very wide. How your little lahakshar afigai? But yes, even looks more than 20 yamas tall. It's okay. Kibush hasuka rechava. So the father's misrachim him saw. So the sail of the walls doesn't reach the middle, and then the sail schach is giving the sail. Okay, so he says no, we don't pass like that. There's no difference; it's large or small. Now, then he says whether the walls reach the schach or not. Also, the reason why it's so high is the puzzle. It's hard to see it. He doesn't notice the schach because he's sitting so high above him.
So how, it's like suspended by like strings or something? Like how is it so high above?
You have a frame. Uh-huh. You have a frame. You should be able to see it and remember. That's what they argue. The Morris then says, what's not going to see in that opinion and what we paskin like? The Morris says, you follow the walls up, you'll notice the schach. Where if there's an airspace, you don't continue looking up beyond that necessarily. But if there's walls, sometimes you follow the walls up, you'll notice the schach on top. We don't pass like either of these arguments. So Morris says a third explanation why it's too tall is a problem. Right. One because it's lacking in sail. One is because it's one is because you don't notice the schach. The third reason is because sukkahs there is a roy binin. But as him shir chachamim shein tzarach litin leiv kol kach al chizuk hamachitzes v'daig b'machitzes kana. So up to the height of 20, you can build it in a a more temporary type of a building that it'll last, and you can use lighter materials, etc. But if it's above 20 already, if the walls are able to support that height and that and the schach, so the walls have to be much stronger, like the type of things you put in a house. So you put them where I'm going, you want it to fall otherwise. So according to this argument, the two arguments which I had before, which are reasons to mitigate the psul, over here are reasons to increase the psul. Well, the fanas go all the way up. And if they go all the way up, it's a really very much more you notice the schach. That's true, but the walls are much more kavua. Walls are 20 amas taller. You got to be pretty strong, otherwise they're not sticking around. The sukkah is very wide, so the sukkah is very, the larger the sukkah is, the more you have to build in a temporary, in a permanent fashion for it to be able to withstand such a height and such a width. So according to those, this shot, those would be more of a reason to make a psul. So let's say you build very strong. We pass it based on height. You pass it based on strength. The answer is since it's small enough that it could be built a roy, that's sufficient. But how much must be built kava, that is problematic. When it's a certain height, it must be built kava, that's not acceptable. The way the schach stands is it has support beams. Bain The matzah miyasim kosher b'zeh. What's he mean? I mean, we're not bothered by the fact that the funds don't reach the sach. That's what he means. Okay, fine. Now Irving grappled with the question. So, if the halal is exactly 20. Let's say we can remember some times. The chazal is exactly 20, and the sikh is above 20. Is a kosher apostle, right?
Say.
If the chalal is exactly 20, and the sikh is above 20, so you have no sikh at all in the 20. But we said that. So when he says sukkah the malam may esimam is psula. So it means 20 amos is not possible. More than 20 is possible. What are we referring to? So we're referring to the schach. So we're saying that if you have the halal of exactly 20 and the sichuk above 20 is no good. Sukkah, shilamalam, yes, imam, it's possible. If you teach sukkah, shigavoya, lamalam, yes, referring to the halal, means even the halal of exactly 20 is kosher. The halal is only possible if the halal is above 20, which means the sichuk is above that. Right. So the Shulchan Aruch seems to be reading, "Feels kosachol amalam yestim kiim and shein b'chalala ella esrim." As long as the chalal has exactly 20 amos, and the sichuk is right above that, that's okay. So let's. Fine. Beis ha'yisa gavoy yosem me'esim v'hutzin pershanof m'ktanim im aloshalan yardin l'mata im shalosim rubim mechamosim k'sher rubim l'apsum. It's above 20, but the mice is some of the branches stick down and they are within 20. So the fact that some of the branches are below 20 doesn't help us. The ma'aseh the schach is above 20. But if those branches, etc., which are sticking in, sticking down within 20 amas, if they would be thick enough to generate selsim meruba, the fact that there's other schach on top, which is not acceptable, doesn't pass. Is not problematic. So we cut in hay. Who's near the mouth? The Rishlerim. She needed out of hooting like a chalal. You said me yesterday. So from the ground to where these branches are sticking out is not 20, not above 20. So then the law is himself in meruba per shalois in the hutzin. Those hutzin, if they're thick enough to generate their own sail, then what's above? Who cares? Ishaklas the schach elyon. If you take off all of the upper layers and leave that schach there, what would be? It would still be Selsim Ruba with the new, which has grown, which is below 20. Which has been placed, which is below 20. You measure the 20 amas below. You don't have 20 amas from below it. That's the only case where it's Selsim Ruba. So it's a kosher sichuch. But only kosher sichuch in conjunction with what's above 20, that's not acceptable. Because it's above 20 is no good.
But hold for schach too, but it's a tefach above top. Say, well, anything up to three tefachim above 20 is okay also.
No, that we don't say. I mean, we do say love of a schach, but in regards to this issue of place,
height,
placing it in the correct, in the, that it's where it is, the ma'is of the sikh is above. Is above 20, so the tet that's lower to the 20 wouldn't, doesn't lower it down into the 20. That makes sense. It doesn't make sense. I think that's correct. Okay, Gimel. So, Shechalol Yosem Yosem Alma. Chalav Advarim Noyim. I didn't tap his mic for them. See, he hung Noy Sukkah. Lahavi Miut. It's only considered a miut that you lower it down. If the schach is below, is within the reach. Over here, the schach is above the reach, but there's Noy Sukkah. Bechein Miut Bekar Maksosis. On the, another down below, he raised the floor. If you want to bring in a layer of gravel and raise the floor, fine. He raised the floor by putting down pillows, mattresses. Even if he's in there, you can always leave it there. But lamaisa, that's not considered part of the ground. That you raise the floor. Zion lahavimiyut. Even though these noy sukkah generate more tzeil, they're not skach. He put these embroidered linens. But what would be in a case where what he used the noy sukkah was something which in itself was kosher, but put some flowers there? Flowers are kosher for sikhuk. The number kabel tuma, they've been detached, and there's something which grows on the ground. They're kosher v'sichuch. So even so, gam kim la b'miyit kol shalai tlo on rock the nose of sukkah b'vad lo l'shem tzeil. But Terence says, but this is not skach. You didn't put it there that it should be for tzeil. You put it there it should be for noy. Its function is not tzeil. We're discussing the function of the sichuch for tzeil purposes. So if so, then they're for noy. They're not skach. That's very relevant. Later on, we'll see the gabi the lochos of the iser of using the different items. They have different halachic status. We have to do with the skach. We have to do with the noy skach, etc. This is not skach. This is noy skach. You put it on the ground to raise it up. We said, well, I'm going to leave it there forever. Yeah, but most people don't. So therefore, your act of bittul is not valid. People don't, you leave their items out there in the dirt. I'm about to the dirt. So your baladaita, that decision that you made is not effective. Okay. Yeah, Siftal. Mitab it's heaven, ubit loy, however, if you put straw down. And he's moved out to the straw there. That's a derech. They raised the miut. That was normal for them to. They would cover their floors with straw. So he's raised the height of the floor by putting straw there. And he's moved out to the straw to the ground. So because part of the ground, the floor is raised, and there's no longer a gap of 20 amas. Raised the miut. If he brings dirt and he lays out dirt on his ground, then he's moved out to the dirt there. So because the floor has been raised. This halacha requires that a person has to explicitly say he's been mevatel there. So bring it stam is not considered a valid act of being mamayit. It's even in the case of offer. So let's say we put grain there, kernels which have grain in them. Most people will not do that. They want to eat the grain. So he's baladaita. He put the tevin there and he was mevatel it. I never saw machine son who cast the bays, put the bezet. The Aishar, the Afka Kishmavatel Oilam.
Where are you?
Yudalov.
He should kill him because the Amish and Vatal is a Shabbos. We're going on the case of Tefin. So how long do I have to leave it there for? I have to leave it there. One says you have to leave it there, Loyalim. Right? Only if you leave it there, Loyalim, it doesn't become Batal to the character. And say, no, some say it's not to be Vatal for that day. How can be Sukkah? Gam can die, but the fees there. Shavatal, the Choyim Echag. So the season may become and not to acquire the Mahakab. Now over there Shinra Khaz is dealing with the issue of the Mavoy, the car of the Mavoy is too high. So the car of the Mavoy is too above 20 yamas, the car of the Mavoy is possible. So he says, no problem. So I have two choices. I can climb up there and pull down the car, which is not interested in doing. I could raise the ground below. So again, the morgue has a parallel. They has a parallel concept when you're raising the ground below. Why is it called part of the ground? But if you're dealing with dirt, he says, dirt is part of the ground.
There's no tasa a little min ha'osui. When you're putting a schach up, it's a place where it wouldn't be schach. You're starting off above 20. Would you say it's still schach? It's just schach's puzzle.
I would have... Mishabura is talking about the next Mishabura. But to claw them exactly when you say what, this case I think is pretty clear, but I'm not sure I have all the claw them out around myself. Let's see the next Mishabura. So he's putting this dirt there, and he's planning to leave the dirt there, so he says you need that either to leave it there forever, and or alternatively, living there just for that Shabbos is sufficient. We're saying that we're not going to. Okay, herayzim miyut. Vein chaklan aneas kach mechadish. Alvagav the psulah yizur kadosh miyut pekapuk. Kemuchuliyah b'zim tarvish kavab sebeiz b'hago ayin shul. So not all psulim in the schach require an active nanua and a problem with tassel menos. Say that again. Not all problems are going to be affected by Tassel Menasseh because you were Ma'asa. You did something.
Ah, you're just not doing it to the Schach.
So that's also called you're being Ma'asa.
Something to something else.
Right.
It doesn't have to be a Schach.
Right. As opposed to the case of Menasseh would be, let's say,
you're cutting off something that's.
It's already there, Ma'amish, and I'm doing nothing at all. Or alternatively, the wind blew it on. You know, that would be, let's say, the classic. Because the wind blew
it. Oh, you're quiet. It's still attached to the ground and you cut it.
Well, so that's before Bishop Bruce said, because that was considered a Meister Kotten. If you would cut them off. No, he actually had a son to call it a Meister. A Meister, which is significant, is not called a Mina Osu. Right?
Okay, you're cutting it.
Right? And he brings over here and cuts it. Even though we said it's a repulsal, it's not called Tassim and Osi. Because the Maisa, you're recursed to the Shem Sichuch. Have you seen a Mechadish for Kosher? I feel ain Shum Schachacher. And therefore you need nanua also. Whereas it sounds like, you know, but nanua it's not a true act of removing and replacing, it's like shaking it. Okay. So doing a ksitza plus that is sufficient. Because, so not all psulim have that problem. You can ask you a pet. I only have a machine on base of Tazim, the Shabur, the Khan Khaval, the Yeshem, the Kam, a bit of a lave sagi. You don't need to have a lave is also good enough. Because the Khan also the matter be yumptive, have a cane burner. So if I'm being my this item, which is there on the ground already from before, I'm saying, you know, I should let it stay there. You just mash your sukkah. So that's the equivalent of a burner. Anytime you're doing a tikkun, which is changing the status of the item, that itself is a form of a boina in a certain sense. So he's not going to allow you to do this process on Yom Tov. Even though you're moving things which are not muksa, you're not doing anything wrong, apparently being mashed in a sukkah is problematic. Sifdal. So a person built a bench which you can stand on across the back wall. There's two side walls and a back wall. There's three walls. He crossed the back wall. He made an itzab. And so what's the halacha? So once the area which is above the itzabah is considered sukkah, then there's a halacha which we'll see later on called pesel yetzim in a sukkah, which means you can extend the sukkah. Let's say, for example, I would draw a sukkah, and I have one wall is 5 feet long, the back wall is 10 feet long, and the next wall is 12 feet long. Right, so I say that, well, the sukkah is kosher because you have three walls. That's very nice, but these 7 feet which you're extending out, there's no wall which connected it. They say, well, once the sukkah is kosher, the sukkah continues together with one wall is sufficient to say that's kosher schach still. Mikra did. So same thing we're here with the case of the itzah, but once you make that area of the itzah kosher, everything which extends beyond that is going to be kosher also. Okay, let's hold it over here.